in Hebrews chapter 13, there's a lovely passage that when you study the book of Hebrews, it's not necessarily transitional, but it is addressing Hebrew Christians who were loitering between two different, shall we say, precincts. The precinct of law and the precinct of grace. Many of them had become converted and were struggling should they go back. It was persecution. Persecution, not only does persecution drive people to proclaim the gospel and spread them around, but persecution can also drive people to go back. The Lord Jesus spoke about this. And he spoke about in the sower and the different kinds of soil. When persecution arises because of the word, he becomes offended and they go back. Going back isn't always a difficult thing. John chapter 6, there was a struggle in the disciples. Some of them went back.
Because they believed not.
Because they believed not. And the Lord Jesus asked his disciples, he said, will you go back? Where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. There's no departure from Christ other than apostasy. Ruth and Orpah. Orpah went back to her people. Ruth clave to her mother-in-law. And she went on to know the Lord. But here in Hebrews 13, after all the various warnings of Hebrews and encouragements in Hebrews, it's a book of warning, yes, but it's also a book of encouragement. Let us go on. Let us pursue the things that have to do with Christ and not the things that have to do with the law. Chapter 13, let brotherly love continue. And he goes on. Be not carried about with strange and divers doctrines. It is good that the heart be established with grace and not with meats which have not profited them which have been occupied therein. So throughout the book of Hebrews, over and over again, there's a struggle between law and grace. Verse 10. We have an altar where they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For those bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary, it was still standing. 70 AD had not come yet. So there was still a tabernacle, or a temple rather, in Jerusalem. And there was still the offering of the sacrifices. They are burnt without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Without the camp, without the gate. Verse 13. Let us go forth therefore unto him. Where is he? Wouldn't we like to be where Jesus is? Well, let's go where he is. Where is he? It says, without the camp, bearing his reproach. When the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary, it was not inside the city walls. He was put outside. John chapter 9. I think of the man who was born blind. They cast him out. The man who was born blind. They cast out the Lord Jesus as well. They said, away with him. We don't want this man to rule over us. And so now we see the Lord Jesus as a rejected man. He's outside the camp. He's outside the gate. A place of reproach. Verse 14, here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. So the question has been raised in our outline, and I hope it helps your answers as well. In relationship to all the various sects and divisions and isms that are called Christendom, there are over 300 denominations that call themselves Christian today. What is our place in relationship to that? Well, here we have a portion, and it's in our outline, verse 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him, without the camp. Now, in this context, it was Judaism. And they were leaving Judaism with all of its rituals, with all of its sacrifices. And they would not go back to that.
Let us leave behind. If they did, they offered blood sacrifice. the apostates cannot be saved.
Yes.
Impossible to renew them to repentance. That's what was happening. But those who were true believers were to go forth unto him.
Right.
Excuse me.
That's no problem. I just introduced that like that because we want to look at the outline that's been set forth before us, and we need help here because it's an interesting passage, and it has to do with church.
So what's the camp, brethren? What's the camp?
Camp is
in our present day.
Well, let's make sure that we know what the context says before we make applications.
Yeah. Camp in the context is Judaism. We like to apply it to Christian circles that embrace some form of Judaism.
Well,